Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, so Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. We're here with Sarah Dillon, Tim Riley, F. Matt Peterson. We got more coming up, including CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. We have a Jackson watch, Brittany watch. Big cannibal news we're going to get to here in just a few moments. More of your phone calls and Jolie from the front desk. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
A Portland health insurance provider has announced it will lay off 170 employees, including 69 in the Portland area. The Regions Group owns and manages Blue Cross Blue Shield health plans in Washington, Idaho, Utah, and Oregon.
How is it that
no one knows in this building?
I don't understand how it is that no one in America can get health care or health coverage, and yet it doesn't make any sense. I don't understand how no one in the country can be getting health care, and which is presumably the reason that they have to lay these people off. Yet, by the most conservative of estimates, of all of these health organizations have just got a profit that are just like in the hundreds of percents that in terms of increases every year. Just makes no goddamn sense at all.
Well, there'll be more space in the parking lot. That's all there is to it.
Well, yeah, because how many people in this building have they fired in like just the last 7 months? I mean, that brings the total to like 40% of the entire workforce just in this building alone.
This is like the building of shame.
Yeah, it really is. This is where your career goes to die, man. I don't know what it is. We've totally got like all this survivor's guilt here, I think, man. It's because everybody around us has been shot down, and yet we somehow managed to prevail.
And we're greeted every morning as we come in with this huge sign in front of the building that says "For Rent." They can feel really good, too.
Well, we passed by the empty security guard station downstairs. They fired the security guard because there's no longer anything here to guard nor secure. Let's welcome to the show a full-time listener, Dave. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick. I got a story. My friends, we pretty much call it the black thing story. My whole family kind of lived in the house together. I had a room in the garage. We were going through some boxes, found this big black dildo with a rotating head that kind of had the little thing on the bottom that you turned it and it rotated.
With rotating action.
Yes, it was kind of rubbery. It was really nasty. Anyway, so we went through the box and it was a box of my grandmother's goodies. So,
grandmother?
That's damn funny. But we were about 14 and so like days passed and my uncle was kind of the bully that kind of beat up on us. And I'm off in the bathroom doing my thing and I come out and I hear this high-pitched squeal of my best friend screaming at the house. A black thing as my uncle is chasing him through the house with this thing, and the whole family is just like in awe.
What the hell is wrong with your family? What goes on in that house?
My grandma, she was actually Miss Gay Oregon before she died. She was just a old grandma lady.
Hold on, let's okay.
Miss Gay Salem, I take that back. She ran for Miss Gay Oregon, but she was Miss Gay Salem.
Okay,
the year before she died.
There's several layers of weirdness going on at once here. So, your grandmother, who was Miss Gay Oregon?
Miss Gay Salem. Miss Gay Oregon before she died.
Miss Gay Salem. And then, but at some point, your uncle is...
My uncle is about 4 years older than me, and...
And chasing someone through the house with a big...
Yeah, he was chasing my best friend through the house with the black thing.
Rotating dildo.
Yeah, we would spend time in the garage with knowledge.
Yes, and now the wonder of science and technology.
Yeah, he would, induce, random herbs with us,
Jesus God.
And so I come out of the bathroom and try to explain, and they all just kind of looked at me like it was my fault, and I had nothing. I just was like, I just went back to the bathroom. And
and they wonder why men have such inferiority issues. And these things are always black, too. They're always huge and black. They're always 45 inches long, 12 inches across, jet black, and with multiple rotating and massage speeds inside.
He lives in Seattle, and every time I might, bring a girlfriend up or he has a new woman, we bring up the black thing. I mean, we see each other maybe a couple times a year, and he's like, the black thing, after a couple of drinks. Yeah,
good times. That's Dave.
Grandmothers belong on porches churning butter and nothing else.
Yeah, it's really true. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Oh, don't forget, I would be remiss if I did not mention this. We got people talking about the asking us about Les Wilson making a joyous noise. We today only, I think we might do it one more day sometime in January. But today, in addition to selling tickets for Bigger Than Jesus, the Diary of a Rock and Roll Fan online, we're selling them in person today. You can get them at the lobby of KOTK today until 2 o'clock. And if you you do that, we get a copy of Les Wilson's Make a Joyous Noise, the Les Wilson. It's the drunken homeless guy that does the Christmas thing. So we've got that for the first, I don't know what, X number of people, I don't know how many left, the X number of people who show up to get those. So you can get those in person today, Bigger Than Jesus tickets in the lobby of
KOTK. There's plenty of parking here.
Plenty of, seriously. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
Time for the Jackson Watch.
Sun going down on me.
Now, as we speak, a camera is trained on a window in Santa Barbara County showing a woman stamping things. And Michael Jackson's arraignment in a child molestation case has been delayed till next month. Prosecutors say they'll file charges against him any moment now. But DA Tom Snedden has agreed to push back the arraignment till January 16th. And Jackson's passport will be returned to allow him to travel to Great Britain.
Wait, so I'm confused. So are they filing... They're filing charges today, but the arraignment, which is the 9th, is now going to be the 16th.
Right.
Okay, and the arraignment is when he shows up and they set the court.
Okay, so it's official.
Okay.
I just saw that.
So it's official. So Michael Jackson has been charged with child molestation. CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop will join us in about 10 minutes to give us the scoop on that.
And by the way, Michael Jackson was not roughed up in the Santa Barbara County Jail. We get this from his cellmate. He did think the King of Pop should dress down the next time he's locked up, though.
I mean, he had... silver boots, like with silver rhinestones on them. I don't know, little rubies, like sparkly stuff on his shoes. I wouldn't wear that to jail. You know? I don't know anybody who dresses up to go to jail.
Sage advice from someone who must.
I should say that's yes. It'd be passed around like a bad frat house doobie by Schillinger and his friends. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Now we're not done yet. Now there are reports that Michael has joined the Nation of Islam. This is from the New York Post. Michael Jackson's conversion has become complete as of last night when he officially signed on as a member of the Nation of Islam. Although sources have told the paper that the reason for the change was not clear, it's believed that several high-ranking members have been working feverishly to bring the entertainer into the fold of the Reverend Louis Farrakhan. This is so bizarre.
Does we're going to have to call him something else? We'll have to learn yet another name for this guy?
I don't know. So, now, Jackson's brother Jermaine... also converted to Islam back in 1989, but he still swore on TV.
God, that whole family ought to be kicked out to sea on a leaky raft. You know what I mean?
So that's that.
For now. Anyway, there's your Jackson Watch for now. It'll be updated in about 10 minutes.
Well, a bank robber in Virginia was forced to run away after a cashier rolled up his demand note and threw it back at him. A man entered the bank in Chesapeake and handed the note to a cashier, saying he was robbing the bank. But the female cashier threw the note back at him, saying, "I can't accept this." But the man refused to give up and handed it to her for a second time. Then she balled it up and threw it back at him again. The man picked up the note and walked out of the bank. And while the cashier foiled the bank robbery... please don't recommend such a response again.
And at that point, you have no choice but to go home and kill yourself. You can't even rob a bank correctly. Mark, you're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up?
Rick, longtime listener.
Oh, this is...
ever since you went to work for KOTK.
This is Mark Logan. Used to sell for KOTK. Used to be an account executive, as they say.
That is correct.
Yeah. One of the... I pass your empty cubicle every day. I've looted everything out of there I could possibly take, by the way.
Got all the pictures, too, huh?
Yeah, yeah. No, the first thing that happened is it's like the staplers went first, followed by Post-it notes, followed by whiteout, then staple removers, then rubber
push
bands.
Pins.
Then push, seriously,
push pins. Pins have been stolen from everywhere.
Although, have you noticed this, that the cubicle walls here are cleverly designed so that you can't actually really hang anything on them, just so you can't actually, imbue any sense of personality or, you know, personal style on the cubicle walls?
It makes it easy to remove names.
I understand. I guess you can sell those staplers on eBay.
Seriously.
Hey, I'm selling memberships in a KOTK Alumni Association. I figure if I can get 10% of the people to sign up, I can get that second home in Maui.
Yeah, I'm surprised there isn't some sort of, fraternal organization of radio guys that have been fired this week. You know what I mean? The membership there would be bulging. And so the good news is that we've got this entire building now to ourselves because, it's a building made for, this floor is made for whatever, 100 people, and now there's like 12. But as with every group of people they fire and with every group of people that they get rid of out of this building, they slowly turn off more and more of the utilities and services. So it's like you can't heat the other side of the building anymore. You can't turn on a good share of the lights in the building anymore. One by one, the printers and the photocopiers are all breaking down. This whole place is just slowly half-lifing away into the soil, So...
Well, I've gone from bad worse. I've gotten out of the broadcasting business. I'm now a car dealer.
Good for you. Now, see, and the really pathetic part is that's a substantial step up.
Well,
I mean, that's really the sad thing about that, Mark, is you've taken several hundreds leaps upward on the humanity scale.
Well, I don't know if you'll bleep it or not, but we're now classicmustang.com.
All right.
It's out on the web, buddy.
Well, there you go. There's Mark, one of our former. Well, it's like Steve Pelequin, It's like when a television series goes off the air. It's like St. Elsewhere goes off the air, and suddenly all the character, one character goes to Boston General, and another character moves to Hawaii to start his own gynecology practice. It's like Steve Pelequin does. Hi, I'm Steve Pelequin. You may have heard of me doing that whatever he sells for SMC Mortgage or something. Here's Tim Riley.
Time for the Britney Watch.
Here's your Britney Watch.
Been about 7.
Town.
The beat was going strong. Playing my favorite song.
Well, Britney just released a new album last month, but the pop superstar is already looking ahead to her next effort during a recent promotional tour in Japan. Spears said that the experience she got doing In the Zone got her ready to handle a recording project with minimal assistance.
Because I did collaborate on this record with so many people, I would probably on the next one make it kind of my own thing and just probably work with maybe one producer, because I really know how the process works now, and I know that I can do it on my own.
Faithful words. There it is. Okay, so in the future when someone says to you, Daddy, when did Britney Spears' career explode and collapse? You'll be able to point to that moment right there.
When she figured it out on her own.
And when she said, and now I can do it all myself. That's the precise moment. See also when the monkeys decide to play their own instruments. See also, Jesus, what else? I mean, the highway of pop music is littered with the flaming wrecks, and hulks of artists who have decided. See also when the Milli Vanilli guys decide to ask for more money. See also Marvin Gaye deciding to pick a fight with his dad about something. See also Billy Joel deciding to make his ex-wife's brother the head of his financial department. Yeah, there you go. Bye, Britney. There's your. Is that our watch?
Oh, we got one more. She describes how she worked with R. Kelly and Madonna.
I was never in the studio with R. Kelly. He actually gave me the track, and Madonna worked on the track in London, and we communicated over the phone.
That sounds like fun. That's it, Britney.
There's your Britney watch. By the way, including CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. Stay there. We'll be back.
Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, Sarah Dillon's got this here.
Do I get to tell my finding the dildo story sometime?
Note to self, Sarah.
Yes.
Dildo. Okay, yes.
All
yes,
right.
Hold it.
Sarah Dildo, that sounded really funny.
All right, there you go.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
125, Tim Riley with news, brought to you by AutoZone. Well, ever wonder how the stars celebrate Christmas, or what it was like when they were kids? Ian McClellan talks about knowing the local stores that Father Santa, well, he knew that Santa Claus wasn't real. How could that be? We all know he is. He talks about the young fans of the film that realize he's not really Gandalf, too.
I remember age 4 going and sitting on Father Christmas's knee in the shop, big shop in north of England town. Well, it was a cotton wool beard. I knew it wasn't Father Christmas. It didn't stop me believing in Father Christmas. He was somewhere else. He was getting ready for Christmas. This was just a understudy. He was a representative. And I'm that, for Gandalf. they look up at me. They don't expect to see Gandalf. And I sometimes just do the voice for them, and they jump. But I said, no, I'm not Gandalf. Gandalf's away. He's busy at the moment.
Tom, how do you like to spend the holidays, Tom Cruise?
I live with my sister and her three kids. And
that's it.
So the more kids, the more friends and family and, you know, anyone
yeah,
who wants to come and hang out. I enjoy
that. Thanks for clearing that up,
Tom. Some of my fondest memories as a child growing up were, you know, those big Christmases.
What, I don't understand. What's the deal? Why would you live with your sister if you were Tom Cruise? Maybe she needs his aid around the house.
He's,
you know, your
maybe
past...
he meant growing up, he lived with his sister.
I don't think so. I think it sounds like that's a present tense sort of a thing for old Tom. You're way past the point, Tom, where you got to impress girls by you know, faking that you're sensitive. You know what I mean? So, and I'll just buy a, you know, buy a freaking maid from somewhere and just stick that in the house. Why would you? It's like Elijah Wood said the same thing. Elijah Wood said that he still lived with his mom. You know, and it's like, why would you say that out loud? You know, even if it's true, you don't
well,
tell
he's
people
only, he's
that.
He's only, what, 20,
he's 22?
22?
Just 22, I've been
just
living,
a toddler.
I've been living on my own for 5 years when I was 22.
Yeah, you know, he's busy, though. He's been doing this whole thing in New Zealand. Probably hasn't had time to shop for a house.
All right. Okay.
Russell Crowe, what did you do with your G.I. Joe doll as a kid?
I tried to shave my G.I. Joe. I got, for some reason, my mother got me the red-headed one. And I think I didn't want a red-headed G.I. Joe, you know, because in the cartoons and the comic books and stuff, he's always got dark hair, you know. So now I've got this red head G.I. Joe. So I tried to shave his head, and I got really, you know, bored with it after a while. So he ended up just having a bald patch for years and years. I wonder where he is now. Probably running around doing some covert operation, you know.
Absolutely. Okay, so we got some breaking news here. Here is Santa Barbara County D.A. Tom Snedden. Reading the charges against Michael Jackson.
The felony complaint involves 9 counts. 7 counts of 288A in violation of the California Penal Code, commonly known as child molestation, and 2 counts in violation of Penal Code Section 222 that involves administering an intoxicating liquor to a child for the purpose of committing a felony.
So that's that. Portland Metro forecast for this afternoon. Nice sunny day, highs about 50. Clear tonight, lows to 30. Sunny tomorrow morning, rain by the afternoon, though, and rain for the weekend. Tim Riley, KOTK News.
An opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080, KOTK.
Well, it's another happy holiday season for Michael Jackson, I guess. Jesus. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. Merry Christmas, you old baby buggerer. Coming up, we got Jolie from the front desk with How Chicks Think. Later on, we got today's top five. Let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. As the news breaks, our man in Los Angeles is there to cover it as only he can. Please put your working class hands together for Jim Roop. How are you, my friend?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Oh, man. You know, I see that Jermaine Jackson is going to be on Larry King tonight, providing the voice of reason and common rational sense that he always does.
Absolutely.
So what's the latest? So they've charged him with... we heard 7, but then somebody said 9.
No, 9 counts. 7 of them are molestation counts, and 2 of them are administering intoxicant, which are felonies.
And that is that the sleeping pills or wine, or do we know what that
I think
is?
Wine. The DA in his press conference said intoxicating liquor, but we understood it to be liquor and pills, and for the sole purpose of then rendering his victim, I guess, loopy. So that Jackson can have his way with him, allegedly.
Allegedly. I don't know. I mean, it's just the New York Times had this piece a couple weeks ago about how they felt like the DA's case was not very strong. But I mean, do we know why they sort of waited this long to file charges? Was it just that they were like trying to spread the net wider to get somebody else?
No, he tried to explain it. I wasn't really sure. I mean, Sned is not the most eloquent speaker in the world. He said it had nothing to do with a weak case. He said there's no way someone would administer an arrest warrant and then hope to gather evidence with which to charge this person later down the line. He said for whatever reason they decided to wait and file. It's not that uncommon. I mean, it usually right around an arrest the charges are filed. However, it's not always that way, and I wasn't really clear. I'm going to have to go back to listen to the tape to see what the hell he was trying to say here.
All right. So we'll kind of, and the arraignment is now what, the 16th, and the arraignment is what, when they set the trial date?
No, that's when he has to physically answer to the charges, guilty or not guilty, right. And then they will set the trial date from there. And that was moved back to the 16th because it was a court, the court requested that, and so Tom Sneddon, the DA, and Mark Aragus, Jackson's attorney, both agreed that that would be okay. Apparently there's something going on in the courts that day that it could really overload the court, and the amount of media there would really screw things up. So what they asked to do was delay the arraignment by a week. So it's pushed back from the 9th to the 16th. It has nothing to do with other than the court asking for that, at least this according to the DA.
Do you hear anything about Johnny Cochran representing Jackson?
You know what? I've heard that rumor. I've also heard the rumor that the Nation of Islam is involved now because the Nation of Islam has convinced Jermaine and Randy Jackson that Michael needs their help. So then Jermaine and Randy then told Michael that you should let the Nation of Islam take over your affairs. But I've not heard anything solid to that. I've not heard from Jackson's side of his team. I haven't heard from Garrigus. All I'm getting is what I'm reading from the wires and from newspapers. So I can't confirm any of that.
There was some little other piece of news today. I know you went to the Golden Globe. There was nominations for the Golden Globes came out today, right?
Yeah, the Hollywood Foreign Press gave out their list of nominees.
And it was all kind of small stuff, all sort of so-called independent films.
Yeah, well, that's the Hollywood Foreign Press for you. I mean, that's that's one reason why you'll see films. And what did I do with that paperwork now? But you'll see films like Big Fish. You'll see Bend It Like Beckham. You're not going to find that on the Oscar nomination list, most likely. So you find a lot of these little foreign independent type of features, and the TV categories. That didn't surprise me at all. I mean, it's the people you see every year. With the exception maybe of The Office, which is a BBC America offering, but for the most part, it was a non-event.
Yeah, I got to say that. I mean, I could pretend to care about the Golden Globes, but the truth is, I really don't. I really
don't. Party. That's really all it really is. And they make sure they get up before the Oscars because they don't want people to think that that they are swayed or influenced by the powers of Hollywood, so to speak. They really pride themselves on Oscar taking their cue from them, but that's not necessarily true either.
Well, pretending that I care about the Golden Globe, it's like pretending I care about Khan. You know, I just don't give a rat's ass. You know, I'll tell you right now. I mean, I love The Office. The Office is probably the funniest thing on television right now, so I hope it wins. But beyond that, everybody, they can all pound it. I don't care.
Yeah, well.
There you go. So we're of a mind on that. There you go. CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop in Los Angeles there. Subject line, weird family. Rick, we've got a couple on my wife's side that have a kid. I think this is based on the vibrator thing. Oh, we got to get Sarah's dildo story in a second. And then I got to read this cannibal thing. We're going to, I don't know, it's just the biggest can of worms. But I'll read this first. We have a couple on my wife's side that have a kid. The father is my brother-in-law. The mother is, wait for it, his niece. Yes, my brother-in-law is boinking his older sister's daughter. I thought that only happened in the South. Maybe this is part of Louisiana. F Matt with a big black battery-operated bulbous vibrating grandmotherly Black & Decker relationship record.
This F Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
Well done, sir.
Black & Decker relationship record?
Yeah.
That is great.
I don't know whether he came up with that or not. So boinking. So the brother-in-law is boinking his oldest sister's daughter. Yeah, that's all. Well, okay, no. So it's just a guy stooping his niece. That's what that is. Yeah, that's
well,
all.
Wait. Is the brother-in-law?
He's saying his brother-in-law,
right,
is having sex with the brother-in-law's sister's daughter.
Or is he saying his brother-in-law is having sex with his older sister's daughter?
No. He referred to it as the brother-in-law's sister.
So the girl's brother-in-law's having sex with her uncle.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. That's uncle and niece sex going on there. Yeah. No, I'm looking at it right now. I'm rereading it now. It's uncle niece. I don't know. Is it? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't really care. It's not like I have a vested interest in it one way or the other, but I am sort of curious about that. Because we've talked about this whole phenomenon, for that every family has that uncle. There's one of those uncles in every family who sometime around the holiday season, one too many glasses of sherry and decides to start asking young, nubile female family members if they know how to kiss and if they want to learn. Every family has...
Oh, I didn't, thank God.
Would you like to sit on Uncle Phil's lap?
Oh.
Look, Sarah, do you know how to
Stop.
Kiss?
Oh.
I could
I could teach you how to kiss if you'd like.
You know, and it's like, and then, man, for the rest of your life, December is synonymous with the feel of hairy bristles on your upper lip. You know what I mean?
What happened to you?
My family rules! All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Ah, good times.
Dildo story?
Yeah, why don't we just continue? Why don't we continue to undermine Anthrocom's confidence in the decision they made to buy KOTK about 6 months ago? So what is your story with the dildo, Sarah?
Long story short, I was house-sitting my kindergarten teacher's house, feeding her turtles and stuff, and my friend, and I decided...
Wait, so this is a kindergarten teacher?
Yes. She was my kindergarten teacher, but it was like when I was in eighth grade.
Okay, and then she's teaching your sister?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so you were how old?
I was, God, I don't know, like 15, okay. 16.
All right.
Yeah, going to, because, you know, you're curious as a teenager. So I decided to open her bedside drawer. She's like 55, little old lady, all like wholesome, little pudgy lady. Found this ginormous strap-on dildo. Strap-on.
Yeah.
She's married.
Yeah, so...
It was in her drawer, too. It was next, you know, to, like, little...
On her side.
Yeah.
So she's clearly wearing not only the pants in the family, but also the penis. So that's... Well,
and it had this little... I remember it had this little heart-shaped switch that you could, like, make it go pulsating or...
So you could put it in
vibrate
full,
or whatever.
Full throb mode.
Oh, it was so disgusting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's for the husband. Maybe it's... I don't know, maybe she's swinging on both sides or something there. But your kindergarten teacher, she was how old?
She was like 55. She's older than my mom.
Yeah, God, you know, my kindergarten teacher was hot. I'll tell you that flat out. My kindergarten teacher, I mean, I thought she was cute at the time because when you're a little boy, you have kind of crushes on teachers, I think. But as I've grown older, I realized it wasn't just a crush. She was really, really beautiful. My kindergarten teacher was, man, she was all that.
I took that crush on your teacher too far one time. I was in first grade and actually had my first grade teacher over for dinner.
Oh, no. Was it your idea?
It was. I totally invited her.
Can you invite Mrs. Wilkinson over for dinner?
I totally invited her to dinner. She came over. My mom and made dinner.
Did you
dinner.
Put on cologne? Tell me you put on Old Spice.
Oh, man. I was
Tell
like,
me you're trying to be a little player.
I was
y'all.
All dressed up, had on the little Izod shirt.
Yeah,
like
Izod.
The whole nine. But I had my first grade teacher over for dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was quite the young little pimp there for a while.
Yeah, trying to mack with your teacher, and you're like, you know, that's got to be a weird feeling, too, as like, I mean, as an adult woman, that's because that's a pretty well-known phenomenon, you know,
boys
love their teachers.
She was only like a year or two out of college. I mean, she was young, but she was just like...
What a bizarre mix of emotions that must be. If you're like a 25-year-old woman, and there's some like 8-year-old boy that's totally got the mat on for you, that's got to be a weird...
A little creepy.
Well, yeah, because on the one hand, you want to be flattered, but on the other hand, being flattered also, I mean... But then you don't want to be flattered because that means that you're sort of basing your self-worth on the sexual affections of 8-year-olds. And that seems like it's going to go nowhere good.
So just in case, you know, Mrs. Umwalt's still out there someplace, you know, give the station a call. Say
yeah,
hi.
Yeah, I can say, give a little love now. It's legal. You can get a little something now. All right. Well, you know, I'm just saying, there's, you know, it's like my kindergarten teacher, she's got to be, I mean, what, how old would I have been? That's got to be 20, 25 years ago. I bet she still looks good.
Well, she's got to have been, what, like 15, maybe 18 years older than I was.
Yep.
So, you know, she's, you know, just now hitting like 40 or something. That's...
The show's taking some unexpected turns today. Hey, we got big cannibal news. We'll get to it when we get back. Jolie from the front desk with How Chicks Think later on today's Top 5. Stay there. We'll be back.
One more road to cross. One more risk to take. Gotta live my life.
From Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
But you know, there does come... Let's just talk about this for a second, because I think every... I don't know if girls do this, too. See, girls don't... I don't think girls try to do that when they're like 8 or 9 or 10. I don't think girls try to pick up on 30-year-old guys.
No, but when you're
nine.
Older and you're a girl, like in high school, it happens vice versa, where older teachers are like, hello, good looking, you want to be my TA?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got your TA.
Or you get that young... Young, like, good-looking male teacher, and, like, every girl in the
every
high school's
girl
got
wants
a thing
him.
For him.
I went to Catholic school, and there was this guy who was a deacon, and a deacon is like a priest in training or something.
You can be married when you're a deacon.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, he was single. This guy, he seems like, in my memory, he seems mid-20s, but he must have been younger. He must have been, like, 19, 20. And man, I was just, you know, this guy, and he's totally, he's a good looking guy, totally in the position of power, the position of authority. He's a man of God, you know, he speaks for the Almighty. And man, it's like the girls were just, I mean, they were just nuts over that guy. But when you're a boy, though, I don't think girls have this terrible moment of realization, but when you're a boy, there does come a moment, and it's always when you're about 11 or 12, where you totally have the... See, because when you're 7, is this one of those conversations I have to save for later? Are we going to run dangerously over time here? Are we supposed to be doing something here?
We're in the traffic, actually.
Yeah, but there is no traffic, so finish your story.
Okay, well, yeah, so the traffic is stupid. The story will be sponsored by somebody instead. Because when you're 7, it's like you don't know it can't be done. You're totally in Don Quixote mode, you know? You're like, no, I will charge the windmill! You know, and like, you have no idea that you're in so over your head. You know, like Matt with his Izod shirt trying to be all, you know, trying to be the little...
Lathered and old.
Get a little
he's got his little half bathrobe on,
yeah.
And so if I'd have had a smoking jacket, I'd have totally been in it.
And so as a 7-year-old boy, you have no idea that you're just completely out of your league. But there does come one moment of crushing realization when you're like 12, where you're trying to get with some girl who's like 17, 18, often a babysitter. And you're like, so...
Can you send her a Valentine?
So would you like to go out sometime? We could get a soda or get some... And she's like, you're 11 years old. Go to bed. You know, and you're like... No! You know, and it just suddenly everything caves in and implodes. Aww. Your whole world comes crashing down around you, and that's when you start on the long road of Clyde-esque bitterness that, you know, that just, it soils your whole life.
Do you want another crushing story as to why my childhood was better than yours?
Can't wait.
Yeah, I'll tell you after the break.
Here's Sarah with the, I'll just do the sponsorship.
Yeah, actually...
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. Yeah, this guy clarified it's all on the wife's side of the family. Brother, boinking, oldest sister's daughter. P.S. My wife and I have extricated ourselves from the family as much as possible. F. Matt with my second grade teacher from El Cajon.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
I'm talking about. But you see, the thing is, when you're a teenage boy, man, that you do what therapists call transference and projection. Which is where, like, you will, and it's like, as a boy, you are just so overloaded with sexual tension and hormones that it's like, woe be to anybody who just wanders within your... Perfect example, there was this girl, and I was growing up, a lot of us had a crush on, right? This girl that a lot of the guys, and nobody could ever really get anywhere with her, and it was one of those girls that she was kind of friends with all of us, but she didn't, like, didn't want anything to do with us. She was in this phase where she was into older guys, you know, and, you know, or she just had a preference for older guys. So none of us could, like, get anywhere with her, you know, couldn't get to base one with her. But we all had this full-on crush on her. But then we went over to her house one day just to kind of hang out, and we made this discovery that she and her mom looked exactly alike. And so then it's like, by extension, we all suddenly had huge crushes, not only on her, but on her mom. And then that was weird. You know, and then it's like, and it's at that point that you just start to realize that you don't want to go poking around inside your own brain too hard, because it's like, you never know what you're going to find in there, you know, and the next thing you know, you're on the internet, you want some guy to marinate you and rub you down with dry rub and cut out your spleen, you know, and next thing you know, you're a news item here and everybody snickers. It's nothing good. It's nothing that's going to work out well. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend, Jolie from the front desk. Another exciting edition of How Chicks Think. How are you?
I'm feeling really good today because Steve Fung came by and he loves me, and Roy called and said that he really likes my segment, and
are you starting a fan club or something?
I guess I do have a little bit of a fan club, so I'm feeling good.
Yeah, okay. Whenever you say.
Yeah.
No, I mean, look, there's somebody for everybody. Again, there's a guy out there that, you know, wants to be rolled in some sort of béarnaise sauce and flayed by a bunch of, you know, Filipinos with, olive forks. Fine. You know, there's a guy that likes you. Hey, sure, whatever. You know? There's
whatever.
There's a dish for every taste.
Don't harsh my mellow man, okay?
You know, and I've met Steven. like more than he's been in a few of our events and everything.
Steve's the guy. Steve's a listener that I met because I was at the bank one day, and I'm all, you know, I'm standing in the line of the bank, and I hear this F-bat behind me, and I turn around, and you know, Sky.
He seems so normal up until that point.
Yeah, yeah, no.
He does seem very. Oh, what are you saying?
No, he's. Yeah, he's funny, obviously, man. Disturbed in some deep fashion. All right, we've kind of done some theme questions this week. We talked about things you got to buy for a guy, you know, places you want to buy for your guy, places you should buy for your girl. Today, though, the question is, what things should you never be buying for a woman at Christmas? And these are typically things I think that guys always buy. So the question was put to Jolie of, what is it that guys always get that we shouldn't be getting you for the holiday season?
Well, you know, I wrote out my list, but I've got my rough draft here with a bunch of other stuff on there. So how many can I do? Can I do more than 10? Do we have enough time?
I don't know. At some point, we may have to get a dart gun and bring you down like an elk.
Well, yeah, that's probably good. I mean, that's not a good idea, but this is the good idea. So I'll do my my top five with honorable mention, and then after I'm going to tell you some just other miscellaneous items to not purchase.
Okay.
Okay, so the honorable mention, and Joni up front helped me out with this.
Swell.
Porn.
Oh, no guy does that. No one's ever actually, even guys aren't that dumb. No guy has ever gotten you porn. Has your husband ever bought you porn?
Well, not tapes and stuff,
okay,
but, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's one of those things that doesn't ever really happen.
Well, fine then. Forget it.
Yes.
Okay, number five. Okay, so you know how they have perfume? They have, like, you know, you've got your name brands like Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, all that stuff.
Oh, wait, if you like
Giorgio,
exactly. Giorgio, you know, and it's like, but except that you get it at Ross Dress for Less.
Right.
Yeah, like $20 for, like, a tankard of it.
Designer imposter.
That's totally
designer imposter, exactly.
Like, or, if you're just not wealthy enough to afford that Dracar, you know, you buy, you know, whatever. Credar, you know, it's like $4. It comes in a big gallon with, like, the big, huge atomizer on top. Yeah.
That plus, you know, like the cheap kind at Rite Aid or whatever those, you know.
And it's always called, like, you know, whatever, like Big City Nights.
Exactly.
All right.
That's number five. Number four.
Cheap ass perfume. Don't get that.
Number four is gift certificates of any kind.
Yeah, see, that's one of those things that you should like, but I think we've all learned at this point that you just don't.
You can buy them for other stuff, but for Christmas, come on, you know, it's got to be personal and thought out.
Yeah.
You know, take a little effort, Rick, come on.
All right,
number three, this is a big one. It was tough, but anything to do with house cleaning or cooking. So basically your small appliances, your little towels and pot holders, brooms,
Sarah and
swippers.
I had a whole discussion about this when it was Lauren's birthday about the, you know, it's like we were this really nice set of like crockery and like, you know, like a soup tureen and a serving bowl and everything. But it's like on the other hand, you can't do that. You know, you can't buy something that sends happy birthday, now serve me. It's just, it's one of those things you have to stay away from.
Those are the kinds of things you get, you know, on a day you just go shopping, not for like an actual gift.
Yeah. No, I'm with that.
Okay, where was I here? Okay, so number two, this is a good one, and this encompasses a lot as well. But your main top one of the number two is a gym membership. And then we have B and C, which are videotapes or any kind of
here's some dumbbells.
Video equipment.
Here's a gazelle.
The slider,
the only way you can buy a gym membership is if you buy a couples membership.
Not even then, man.
No,
that has
you can
to be
do that.
Not on
no,
a gift.
You can do that.
No. That's a fairly expensive gift. I think that'd be good.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. I got us a membership at whatever. 24-hour fitness. You can do that.
Spend
quality
time together.
No,
you do that. You do that after New Year's. You do that like in January, not for a gift.
I'm just being freaky now. All right.
I am not.
Okay. Judges,
you think a gym membership is romantic?
We put this to a vote. I'm not saying it's romantic. I'm saying there's nothing bad about it. It's not a bad gift.
Well, it is
couple...
the top five, number two gift that you do not buy for
and
your wife.
And number one is
Christmas.
What?
Well, obviously, it's cubic zirconian or fake jewelry.
Like, you can even tell the goddamn difference.
Yeah, we can, Rick.
We're writing that down. And we're going to bring him in, and we're gonna lay money on it.
Right.
You're a witness right here. We're going to lay money on you being able to tell the difference.
Oh, yeah?
All right.
What's the money going to be for? It's better be for a charity
you
of my
me.
Choice.
Mano a mano. We're going to do that sometime at the turn of the year. We are going to face off about whether or not you can spot the difference.
Okay,
I know your ass can't do it.
That's fine.
All right.
That's fine. I'm all for that.
Sadly,
okay.
We have to end the
segment
now.
No, I've got to say, okay, let me just...
All right. Moving on. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We'll be back.
DuPont. Make me happy. You.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
A minute after two, Tim Riley with news, brought to you by your friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. On the western quarter of Highway 217 and Shoals Ferry Road, open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, or online at shaneco.com. The Federal Appeals Court in San Francisco has ruled that prosecuting medicinal marijuana users is unconstitutional if that pot isn't sold or taken across state lines. And that's a victory for Oregon and eight other states that have legalized medicinal marijuana. Between 1998 and 2002, the Oregon traffic death rate due to alcohol decreased by more than 25%. This according to the NTSB. A man has been sentenced to a decade behind bars for trying to arrange the murder of a woman who had his child in a surrogate agreement. It turned sour and Judy Weber got to keep the baby, so 52-year-old Richard Gwynn then hired someone to kill her. Instead, he was caught in the plot. Portland Metro forecast for this afternoon. Sunny skies? Well, it was supposed to be. Don't know what happened. Clear tonight, lows in the 30s. Sunny tomorrow morning. Rain by the afternoon. Rainy all weekend. Tim Riley, KOTK News.